From the Umsalt Grand Center Community Room, welcome to St. Louis on the Air and our town hall meeting. I'm Don Marsh. We're looking at ballot issues to be decided by Missouri voters in next Tuesday's election. There are five proposed constitutional amendments and one proposition on that statewide ballot. We'll focus today on two. Amendment 6 lays out the groundwork for a voter photo ID requirement. We'll get to that a little bit later. Amendment 4 would prohibit use state or local taxes, sales taxes, that is, on service transactions that were not in place on January 1st, 2015. That's where we will begin. Joining us in our community room studio, Amy Blauen is executive director of the Missouri Budget Project and is opposed to Amendment 4. Scott Charton is a spokesperson for Yes on 4, the Missourians for Fair Taxation is his organization. I'll repeat once again a synopsis of the Amendment 4 that would add to the Constitution prohibiting new state or local taxes on any services or transactions that were not subject to such taxes on January 1st, 2015. This would include such services as health care, real estate, haircutting, landscaping, accounting, and many, many more. I'd like to ask each of our panelists to make their case to begin our discussion here. I'll begin with Scott Charton for Yes on 4. Scott, go ahead, please.
Thank you, Don, and thank you to St. Louis Public Radio for providing this forum. I support Amendment 4. We call it the Taxpayer Protection Amendment. Amendment 4 would protect taxpayers from a new sales tax on services that we all use every day. Services like haircuts, services like dry cleaning, car repairs, the services of a doctor or another licensed professional, perhaps a veterinarian, perhaps an accountant or an attorney. There is a real threat of new sales taxes on services on a couple of fronts. The Missouri legislature, the last seven sessions, has had some version of an expansion of the sales tax base to include services that has been filed. One year, it actually passed the Missouri House and got a hearing in the Senate. We feel that's too close to call. The other issue is that other states have been approaching the idea of a sales tax on services. Just this year, North Carolina enacted and imposed new sales taxes on the services related to installations and repairs. So in North Carolina now, if your car breaks down, you would have always paid a sales tax, as in Missouri, on the car parts. But actually in North Carolina now, they're taxing the service of the mechanic. So there's a double whammy there for taxpayers. There's another trend we see of states at least taking up the idea. Oklahoma this year, our neighboring state, and Illinois have actually had discussions about sales tax on services. So it's out there. It's being talked about by policymakers. There's a much more immediate threat, though, and that is, and it's getting into your pocketbooks right now, the Missouri Department of Revenue has been very expansive in interpreting the law as we now have it, and they have been expanding the sales tax to include services such as yoga lessons and dance studios. And more recently, a letter went out to a lot of businesses saying that deliveries are now taxable in Missouri. We feel that is overreach, and Amendment 4, the Taxpayer Protection Amendment, would lay down a bright line and a mandate that Missourians do not want these everyday services taxed. And so, finally, a sales tax we know is regressive. It does hit those with lower incomes disproportionately to those who are wealthier. And we think of senior citizens, the disabled, those on fixed incomes. Think of lower and moderate income families. We are protecting them. You know, we just learned that Social Security is only going to provide next year an average monthly increase of less than $4 a month. A sales tax on services would eat that up for a person on a fixed income or a retired person. So for all of these reasons, we're urging a yes vote on Amendment 4. Now, some folks may be a little confused about that. I want to say no to those things, so why do I vote yes? You may have seen the signs or the advertising. To add something to the Missouri Constitution like this protection, you have to vote yes affirmatively to add it. So we're encouraging a yes vote on Amendment 4.
Thank you, Scott. Amy Blauen, would you like to state your case, please?
Sure. Thank you, Don. There are several things. First, I want to start off with by saying that we absolutely agree with what Scott has said in terms of expanding sales tax to services. We would not support that expansion. We absolutely agree that it is regressive. It does impact lower-income families more than higher-income families. We're concerned, though, because this is a constitutional amendment and has unintended consequences, we believe, within it. For example, we've changed the way we listen to music. I used to go into a store and buy a record and bring that record home and listen to my music. But we paid sales tax on that record when we purchased it. I now go online and download music. I download songs. I pay for the song, but I'm no longer paying sales tax on it. That's just one example of how our technology has changed in terms of the products that we buy, and we're getting the same product, essentially. We're still getting music. We're just getting it in a different format. That transaction, the download itself, would not be able to be taxed after the passage of Amendment 4. So we're concerned that there are all sorts of unintended consequences of the amendment, and because it's a constitutional amendment, it will over time really reduce both our state's revenue and our locality's revenue, municipalities who rely on sales tax as well. So the other thing that we need to point out is that the expanding sales tax to apply it to services is largely likely to require a vote of the people, which means that it could be another constitutional proposal that goes to the ballot, which could then override this constitutional measure. So, this is not really a mechanism to protect the state or the citizens of the state from the expansion of sales tax.
Let me ask you, Amy, and then Scott as well. Are we getting a little too frisky with our constitutional amendments? It seems like every year we're facing many of them to solve problems that could be solved otherwise without going to the Constitution. Amy, why don't you start?
Yes, absolutely. I think that there are, we have really, because of the Hancock Amendment, which is part of the state's constitution, tax issues more and more frequently are going to a vote of the people. That's because lawmakers cannot increase revenue beyond a certain amount. When you take something to the ballot, you want to give people the security, the feeling of security, by having that measure go into the Constitution. But again, it's becoming, as you said, much more routine for us to adjust the Constitution. And I think we have to be careful with that. We really need to know that, the constitutional amendments are going to last a long time. They're going to last 50, 100 years. We really need to ensure that there aren't going to be unintended consequences.
Scott, your thoughts on that?
Well, this Amendment 4, the Taxpayer Protection Amendment, was drawn up after very careful consideration. And I agree with Amy. I don't think you want to change the Constitution willy-nilly, but I think this is an important enough issue that it deserves it. And Don, we've actually amended. We have a path in Missouri, and we've had this since around the Great Depression or earlier, where citizens can initiate changes to the Constitution. Unlike the federal Constitution, and those of you old enough to remember the ERA, that issue was around for years. It relied on state ratification and ultimately didn't make it. Very hard process to get that done on the federal level. The Missouri Constitution is actually set up with a couple of paths to amend it. We have the path through the legislature. They can send something out to the ballot to the people, and that's happened on the ballot this year with Amendment 1 has been scheduled for a vote. And then we have the citizen initiative route, which is what we've pursued with Amendment 4. And it takes 50.1% of the vote. In Missouri, we don't require an extraordinary vote like you sometimes see with a bond issue or something. It's a 50.1% vote. And any future change could also be accomplished with a 50.1% vote. But to do that, you've got to go out and make your case to the people. as to why you want that change. If somebody actually wants to, and I tease my friend Amy, you know, we're sitting here at the this lovely intersection by the Fabulous Fox and the Sheldon and Powell Symphony Hall with all this great music. Why do you want to tax my music? My point is that I don't know that a lot of people actually want their downloads taxed. I'll take a contrarian position.
Taxes of any sort, if I may say so.
Certainly. But, Don, I would say that we've thought this out very carefully. We think it is a targeted, it isn't pages and pages. It's actually about 55 words that we're putting in the Constitution. We think it adds protection for the taxpayers, and that's why we're urging a yes vote on Amendment 4.
Scott, while I have you here in reference to something that Amy said, are you concerned at all about the number of services that could be taxed to be expanded? I mean, they could go anywhere, couldn't it?
Well, in other states, and I cited the example of North Carolina, where they have expanded the services to include installations or repairs. Actually, if you look at it, and I think Amy might agree with this, if you look at the great universe of services, according to the Bureau of Economic Analysis, potentially it's billions of dollars that could be taxed that we could agree are defined as services. We think that could get really out of hand quickly. You think about car repairs and things like that. Think about the healthcare aspect. Doctors, the services of a professional counselor, of a physical therapist, all of these things could be taxable with a new sales tax on services. Amendment 4 would prohibit this kind of creation of a new sales tax on services. I think it's something important to point out here is in Missouri, we do have a sales tax on goods, and this does not affect the sales tax on goods. We can continue to collect that. It doesn't affect any other tax. In fact, it's revenue neutral for governments because they're not now collecting the tax, and so they wouldn't be giving anything up in terms of actual dollars for programs.
Amy, go ahead.
And I want to point out again that because this is a constitutional amendment, it doesn't necessarily mean that we have protection in the future from services being taxed, because another constitutional amendment could go to the ballot and could include a clause to override this amendment. So this doesn't really give protection that people think it does in terms of protecting us from taxation on services. But it does include those unintended consequences that I think are very concerning for municipalities, but also for the state. Just to give you another example, it's not just music. I do like Scott's music. I think his music is fine. But for municipalities, right now our economy has changed in terms of retail purchases to the point where I buy a lot of stuff online. And the state and localities are not necessarily collecting sales tax on those purchases. Most people aren't aware that you're supposed to, at the end of each year, calculate the amount of purchases you've made online for online retail and remit sales tax on your own accord to the state. Nobody does it. You know, there were about 75 people who actually did that. But these are the same products that we purchase in a bricks and mortar store that are subject to sales tax in that bricks and mortar mom and pop store in Missouri that we're buying online, and they are currently subject to sales tax. Well, municipalities, local sales tax is not collected unless a locality has passed a use tax. There's some question about whether localities who have not yet passed a use tax are going to be able to make up for that gap. So it's just another example, a second example of how our economy has changed in recent years, and our tax structure is not ever going to be able to keep up with that.
Scott, there are some people who suggest that what this may be is a first step in replacing a state income tax with sales taxes. Do you have any questions about that or concerns about that?
Actually, there have been proposals in past years in Missouri to eliminate the income tax. It's like a three-legged stool, Don. Eliminate the income tax, dramatically raise the rate of sales tax, and vastly expand the tax base to include services that we all use every day. Amy and I have worked together against proposals like that. She's been a great ally on that. Missourians for Fair Taxation is trying to knock out one of the legs of that stool by taking the services piece off the table because of the vast impact of it. Everybody here today, if you just start thinking about the services you've used today, maybe you went to the barber, maybe you got your nails done, maybe your pet got groomed, or maybe you had to go see a doctor. Maybe, I hope you didn't have to have your car repaired, but maybe you did. So the vast nature of that and the fact that it hits people so regressively and would hurt the state economy, actually, it would really hit those who can least afford it. That's why we have singled out this piece, and we think that's why Missourians will vote yes on Amendment 4, because they don't want this kind of tax on everyday services.
Amy, would you address that? I know that Rex Sinkfield has been very aggressive in trying to promote this idea of a state sales tax replacing the income tax.
Yes. So we, and I would agree with everything that Scott just said. We know that the economy, our state's economy, is more vibrant if we rely on a variety of taxes. You know, we have income tax and sales tax and corporate income tax in the state. And those together create a more balanced approach to our tax structure, which means that if one piece of the economy goes down, we don't lose everything. You know, we don't have to make dramatic cuts to education and health and public safety. I also agree with Scott. There have been some really serious proposals to try to eliminate the income tax and replace it with the sales tax. And we, as he said, we've worked together to oppose those. We don't believe that sales tax should be expanded to broadly encompass services. And that would definitely be damaging. However, we don't think that this amendment is the correct response to that concern.
Scott, you mentioned earlier on that this would have an impact on people with fixed incomes. We have a note here from Kina who asks there specifically how it would affect people with fixed incomes. Can you be a little more specific? I guess it's fairly obvious, but
I can be very specific in my own life. My 92-year-old mom lives in a retirement apartment. And one of her big outings every month, she gets on her little scooter and she goes and gets her hair done. And she loves her stylist, and this is a big outing for her. She is on a fixed income. I mentioned that Social Security is only going to go up about $4 a month on average next year. She always likes to get the full thing, which I think is $25 at her stylist. And I've learned in this campaign, some people spend a lot more than that at their stylist. So that was interesting. But she always likes, with great ceremony, to give her a $5 tip on top of that. And in the world of a 92-year-old lady, this is something that she looks forward to every month. You know, that $4 increase is going to be gobbled right up every time she goes to the salon. That, to me, is a frontline example of this. But I can take it a little further, Don. You think about everybody here, think about all the services you use every day, like banks. Everything a bank does is a service, really. Think about, you know, accountants. Advertising is a service, this is why on Amendment 4, the Missouri Broadcasters Association and the Missouri Press Association, which never endorse anything, I mean, they don't tell people how to vote, they have both endorsed Amendment 4 because they know that advertising could be taxable. All of these things, and forget the individual impact for a moment, think about businesses. They buy advertising, they buy professional services from attorneys and from lawyers and technical experts on their computers. The cost would be huge. I don't know of any business that's so altruistic that they don't pass that along to their customers. And so the increases of cost of doing business and getting by, you've got a 92-year-old lady who'd be paying more for her monthly haircut, but for businesses that operate on a much larger scale, or even small businesses, you're going to see dramatic increases in the cost of doing business over time. It's drip, drip, drip. And that is why we think Missourians are ready to vote yes on Amendment 4 to protect themselves from this new sales tax on services.
Amy, do you have any thoughts about the fixed income component?
No, other than I would say again that this, just to be clear, this amendment does not protect Missourians from that, because another constitutional amendment could be passed and could be heavily financed by the same people who want to expand or to drop the income tax and replace it with the sales tax. Those same people have a lot of money that they could put behind another constitutional amendment in the future.
How much would be raised by these taxes? Is there a number out there?
I've seen one estimate that we had an analysis by Chuck Pierce, who is a former deputy state auditor. And Chuck is a governmental consultant in Jeff City. He represents all of the CPAs in Missouri. And Chuck did some basic math for us where we developed, like we called it, a market basket. Here's 10 things. And it looks to us like if this were broadly applied, it would literally would bring in billions of dollars a year, broad application on services we use every day. Who knows what exemptions or exceptions might be put in, the government picking who wins, who loses, but it would be potentially billions of dollars in new revenue.
Do you buy that, billions of dollars?
You know, if it was broadly applied, if the sales tax was broadly applied to services, yes, it would bring in billions of dollars. But, you know, I think that there is significant opposition to that concept that will prevent that from occurring.
We have a note here from Maya in the audience asking Amy specifically, if Amendment 4 isn't the right response, what is?
Well, I think that we all need to work together to be sure to protect and defend against the proposals that come up in the legislature to shift the tax structure from income tax to sales tax. And they can totally do that by hooking up with us via our website, connecting with our email listserv at www.mobudget.org. And we've got coalitions that form all the time regularly to work together to fight these proposals.
Right. By the way, we'll put links to both of your websites on ours at sdlpublicradio.org so folks can get at it between now and Election Day, which is 1 week from today. Well, here's a question that should have an interesting answer from Martina Johnson, who writes, how would Amendment 4 affect the legalization and taxation of marijuana? Scott, go ahead.
I'll be glad to take that on. The answer is zero impact, because marijuana, in Missouri, we tax tangible goods, tangible property. Marijuana is tangible property, I guess, until it no longer is tangible property. And it would be taxable if it is ultimately legalized. What you've actually seen in some other states, Colorado is an example, is they have an accelerated tax on it, even at a different rate, which would be allowed. It's a good. It would be taxable. This would have no effect on the legalization or taxation of marijuana in Missouri. Amy?
Yeah, no, I agree. I have to preface that with I'm not an attorney, but I totally agree.
We have another question here from Sharon Hall, writes, what else is attached to Amendment 4? It's fairly cut and dried, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead, Scott.
I mean, I'll do that one. Amendment 4 is about 50 words, and it sets out in a preamble that in order to ease the tax burdens on Missourians, I'm paraphrasing it, we would prohibit any new sales tax on services or transactions related to services in Missouri. Doesn't affect taxes on goods, doesn't affect any other tax, like you've got a tax on the ballot, for example, the parks and soil sales tax. Doesn't have any effect on that. That is a tax on goods. And so it is very straightforward and simple. I would point out as well, when we are talking to Missourians about this, as I have been and traveling the state, most of them are not aware that we don't broadly tax services in the state. They know they pay a sales tax on goods, and maybe they assume they pay it on services. And when we talk to them and explain that we don't broadly tax services, they first seem a little surprised, and then they say, now how do I want to vote to not tax the services? And we tell them yes on 4. So it's not front of mind for a lot of Missourians because we don't broadly do it now.
All right. Well, our time is winding down. I'd like to give each of you an up. Whoop, we have another question. Why don't you just read it out loud and we'll save a moment.
As I read the amendment, it says that there are no taxes on any goods or transactions, but I don't see the part where you said that there would be taxes on services related to the transactions.
Right. There is language about that, and I've got the actual copy of it here. The text of Amendment 4 is pretty straightforward, and I know we're running short on time, but it uses terms transaction and transaction-based tax. Those are included because it makes it clear that the bureaucrats and politicians can't simply redefine the word services when it comes to state taxes on transactions, as the Department of Revenue has done repeatedly. Yoga lessons, dance studios, also now deliveries. It might be pizza delivery, floral delivery, propane delivery. Those terms make it clear that Amendment 4 deals only with any new transaction-based sales tax on services, not other services that are currently collected. And you go to the definition, if it's not spelled out in the law, the judges tend to go to the Webster's Dictionary. Webster's defines a transaction as an act or process of doing business with another person. So that's a transaction. And then we tie it in with service. And service is defined by Webster as the performance of work commanded or paid for by another, an act done for the benefit or at the command of another, or, and this is really useful, useful labor that does not produce a tangible commodity. So it's services defined, and the judges will defer to Webster's Dictionary on that.
All right, Scott, thank you for that. Our time is just about up, and we started with you, so I'll give Amy the final word. Make your pitch, Amy, here as we wrap this up.
You know, we are very sensitive at the Missouri Budget Project about expanding sales tax and expanding it to services. We do not support that, and I want to make that clear. And most of the folks with the Municipal League that also opposes this are not interested in expanding sales tax to services. But the unintended consequences within this constitutional amendment are too significant to support it.
I want to thank you both, Amy Bluen and Scott Charton, for speaking for and against proposed Amendment 4 and being with us tonight. Coming up, we'll take a look at Amendment Number 6. It would result in a voter photo ID requirement. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.